This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this opening day. It has to be a special reason and a special call for Dan and Carteret to check in with us. Dan is still a regular listener of the show, used to be a very frequent caller. Dan has really no real issues with me, Eddie Scazzeri, Jerry, or Boomer. He's a little upset with Boomer the way that he handled the gifts that Dan had sent, but I think he's over that now. He really just has an issue with Al Dukes. Al Dukes then having an issue with him, so that's the call screening process, so then he doesn't get through a lot.
No, he gives a heads up when he's calling. I have nothing against Dan.
Okay. So it's really, it's been Dan.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So to get that out there, you did have an issue with the way Dan handled himself at a Bruce Springsteen show.
Correct.
But you have nothing against him as an individual.
No.
But Dan is
he's been holding grudges.
And by the way, I do give Dan credit for the name Boompa.
You do that as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my made-up name. He suggested, and I loved it.
Yeah. So Dan's working his way back into our world, which is great.
He was in witness protection or something. That's why he hadn't called in a while.
Sometimes Dan needs to settle down a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's back, and he's got a take on the Giants and Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and everything else. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Why you got to lie to the audience? I'm not a regular listener.
Yes, you are.
I'm not a regular listener to the program anymore. I'm not trying to work my way back into your world.
Yes, so you are. Yes, you
Geo,
are.
You always lie, and that's like your MO with me. You just
You're working
tell
your
lies
way back.
Did
you or did you not tag me in an X post yesterday?
Yeah, out of humor, because I was trying to tag you in something, because I know that most listeners are like, we want to hear Dan's take on the Giants QB situation. When people think of football, they think about Phil Simms, Peyton Manning, Dan and Carteret.
Well, Dan, like, listen, just because you and Al had your little thing at Bruce Springsteen doesn't mean that you're going to stop listening to me and Boomer. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous.
I don't listen that much anymore.
Because you don't like us anymore? Like, what's the deal?
No, don't put words in my mouth. I'm just busy and I got other things going on. So,
All right, it's fine, man. Listen, I'm not going to take it personally.
They only give him like an hour worth of listening in jail. That's why.
See, that's even. But now you laugh at that, but you call me a liar. Fine, okay.
I'm just messing around. Yeah. So anyway, Dan, what's your take on the Giants quarterback situation?
Well, I put it out there back in December, and I think I even put it out there before then, but I can't find my posts on X. But I definitely put it out on X back in December. The Giants
are not going to draft any African-American quarterback. It's just, they've never done it in the history of their franchise. And even though it was almost inevitable for it to happen this season because of the top draft picks and the Giants, you know, where they're at in the draft pick, it's just not going to happen. Now, the
hold on. Just because you say it doesn't mean it's to be true. But what?
I understand that.
I know, but why are you saying it? I don't understand.
They've never done it before. They've never done it, so I just don't see it happen. I don't see them doing it and having
they're the only team in the NFL that hasn't drafted a black quarterback at some point?
I think it's them and the Patriots, but I'm not sure 100% the Patriots because I don't pay attention too much to that team. But I know the Giants never have. They're one of only two teams that have never done it.
Let me ask you. So, okay, they haven't drafted one, but they're two out of their three quarterbacks in the room right now are black.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, I understand that. And then here's the reason why I think they did what they did, is the choices that were there on the table for the Giants to do something, to draft with a rookie quarterback, who's he going to be mentored by? Tommy DeVito? Tommy Cutlets? You know, they needed a veteran presence of people that have been in the league for a while that know the ropes, plus the Giants want to win, and I don't see that happening with the rookie quarterback. So they either sign Wilson and Winston, because if they do draft a black quarterback, they got two veteran guys on the same pages, their rookie black quarterback that they draft, same race, they can relate to each other, and that's what they're going to do, and they're going to mentor him. I don't think they're going to. I think they're bypassing drafting a black QB in this year's draft, because if you look at 2026 draft class, it's all white guys pretty much.
Oh, jeez.
Dan, all white.
You're telling me that the New York Giants and John Mara do not want to draft a black quarterback because why?
They don't want a black quarterback as the face of their franchise. It doesn't fit what they've done through the history of their franchise.
But then again,
I know it's controversial.
I'm leaving you on. I'm not hanging up. But I will counter that with some of the best players in their franchise are black that they celebrate all the time. They're top 100 players filled with great black athletes. You're telling me it's just the quarterback position that they don't want to have a black guy at?
Hey, they've never done it. You know, I'm just amplifying the point. They've never done it. Who is the face of the franchise for every team, no matter whether they draft or not? Who's the face of the franchise? The quarterback. He's the most important position. He's the one in the media spotlight all the time.
Saquon was the face of the franchise when Daniel Jones was here.
And I do know that they wanted Jaden Daniels last year, but they couldn't get him. And who's to say that they don't want Cam Ward this year, but they can't go up and get him because they don't want to give up the assets to go get him?
I understand all that. And like I said, the other side of the coin is that they may draft, they may finally do something they've never done before, which is draft a black QB, a rookie QB, and then he will be mentored by Wilson and Winston. They were going to have Tommy DeVito mentor him.
But you're on the record saying that you don't believe that they will.
That's my original take way back in December, and I think even before December on X. I don't think it's going to happen, and I think them signing Wilson and Winston even solidifies my point more. They're going to bypass drafting a rookie QB. They're going to go with these two veterans, and then next year's class, they're going to aim for Archie Manning.
So, you know, they had the number one pick in this year's draft. You're sitting here telling me that they would not have taken Cam Ward?
They would have if they didn't sign these two guys. I don't think so.
If they had the first pick in last year's draft, are you telling me that they wouldn't have taken Caleb Williams?
I don't know.
And if you're telling me the year before, if they had either the first or the second overall pick, they wouldn't have taken Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud.
They've never done it before, Boomer.
Yeah, all right, but the point that Boomer's making is the right one. It's there's a lot of circumstance in there.
a lot of circumstances when they have the pick.
There are so many variables that go into picking these players. And, you know, I think I heard somebody else call in and say something along the same lines. And you're right. I mean, they celebrate all their athletes. And they treat all their athletes great over there. They drafted Kadarius Toney. They tried to make him into their starting wide receiver.
For God's sakes, they've had Lawrence Taylor's back for decades.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, like some of their most famous players: Michael Strahan, Harry Carson, Leonard Marshall, Carl Banks. I mean, all these guys are great players. I understand there's a, I don't know, there's a history. You know why they've never really drafted, I think, up there at the top of this draft?
They've been good for a long year.
Because they've had like guys like Phil Simms and Eli Manning and Daniel Jones was the last guy. And by the way, they wanted to give the job to Geno Smith.
Yeah, let's
and that thing got wiped out.